Welcome to next chapter, Project Resource Management. What are the resources for any project? Which can be categorized by all M. Being a manager, M is vital alphabet for us. M for money, that is financial management. M for material, that is all equipments, raw material from suppliers that you have to manage as a resource. Then M for manpower. People may be from worker level to the engineer level to the other coordinators, everyone. So handling that resource, that human resource, is in fact most challenging task for managers. Then we have to understand the methodology, M for methodology, because the resource, that is one sort of resource, indirect resource to carry out the project. So all those aspects we will see in detail in the chapter. That is resource management. So project resource management is like acquiring the resource and then allocating the resource time to time so that things will run smoothly, right? Like funds. So we have to acquire well in advance, have a proper cash flow. So nothing will stop due to cash or due to money. So that is what is the management, what we have to do. The project resource management refers to the set of integrated processes that enable the project managers to determine, obtain, allocate, develop, and monitor the resources. See, you have to first determine by virtue of planning, acquire it, obtain it timely, allocate it to the respective people, or we have to deploy it and develop it, and then monitoring whether it is properly being utilized, consumed, or suddenly there is some requirement of particular resource. So that is the major role of resource management. So we have to successfully complete the project. If you can plan and make it happen as you decided, then the things will be very smooth, because resource is a major constraint to hamper your project. So you have to deploy and acquire internal external resources time to time. Right, that is what is a major role of manager, project manager especially. So what are the major resources? As I discussed, people, then manpower, we have said, then material, equipment, knowledge, that is methodology, expertise, and time is also very important resource, which is of course non tangible but very important, which is not recoverable a resource. Organizations typically have limited resource. So we have to trade off. Many times some equipments, suppose required in the project, we have to deploy it in multiple locations. So we have to define the time schedule, priority, that equipment, how we can plan on one side, another side, how fast we can move that and effectively utilize that. So utilization of equipment, utilization of manpower, it is a major task of resource management. So you are allocating plan and effectively switch over wherever required so that there should not be any scarcity and people can run the show very smoothly. So resource planning is very, very important and should carry out at the initial stage itself. So you should identify the resource, their sources, and how to manage it effectively. That is more important. Smaller projects, of course, accordingly that there will be resources which are lesser. So most of the things you try to make it internal so that which remain in the control of yourself in the host organization, because things which is under your control, you can manage it well. Something beyond your control is very difficult because you can't demand or you can have real control on that. So procurement as excess. In addition to have proper scheduling, you should have a procurement plan or even manpower. Suppose you are outsourcing or taking some contractual manpower. So you should have proper negotiation and your contract should be tightened enough so that you ensure that the resources are available as and when required. And all necessary arrangement you have to ensure. Now, project sponsor will have key role to play in ensuring that resource in terms of what? Mainly in terms of money, commitments to support your plan, and especially internal resources. Small project is, you are very much in control because you can get the commitment from your higher-ups and your internal team, and you can manage it. But for large projects, we have internal as well as external resource. So we have to get the support from external suppliers as well as the contractual people. Okay, you have to negotiate, and you have to, again, you have to keep them in proper holds or always in control, so that you can get the things done in time within a given budget. So that is really a balancing task, a very tough task to handle for managers. And that is where the managerial skill come into picture. So implementing overall strategy while allowing the project to manage without too much of interference, especially in large projects, is a real challenge. Because many things is not in your control. So you have to, when you are estimating the entire schedule, you have to take into consideration various factors and their uncertainties. You should have mitigation plan. As risk management, we studied that, because all that risk are always there, because which is not in your control is something which is always a risky business, right? So that is why you have to be very, very particular to make the things happen smoothly by ensuring the resource planning. Resource plan, create resource planning at the initial phase itself, planning phase. And who are responsible? Anyone responsible management, we need to create the comprehensive resource. So who is it? Manager. Project resource management is a project manager to ensure that all resources need to be complete, projects are identified. So all resources should be identified in the initial phase. Their availability, their expense, their quality, all resource quality, because as per the standard, what your our customer is demanding, for whom we are developing the project. People availability is one of the most difficult and most critical tasks. So all this is, you have to plan at the initial stage. And of course, there will be a cycle that you have to follow, project resource planning as well as execution cycle. So it is always a huge challenge for project manager. So estimation at the initial stage to the extent of reality, and little bit overestimation or buffering, we can say, or contingency plan, all this will help you in the resource planning. Because you have to ensure the smoothness of the project execution. Many things it will not happen as per the plan, but should be taken care with some plan B, plan C, like contingency strategies. Okay, is the process for, so risk planning is the process of allocating the tasks to team members based on their capacities, skill set, the best fit for the job. So identifying the people, right people, right time, allocating them right work, ensure that it will run smoothly. Because people engineering or people handling is the most difficult task in any project. Wherever there is a human interference and interface, that is where the things goes wrong. So that is where you have to be very careful. It maximizes efficiency by helping team to manage their utilization rate. So we studied all this, you know, productivity, your process capability, all these things you have to estimate at the time of planning of the project, and you have to accordingly budget, and you have to monitor that, you have to track it, whether things are going as per the plan. Within a tolerance, something goes away, then you have to make immediately rush into that and try to resolve it, right? So process cycle for planning and controlling. So first is planning, execution time you have to have control. So confront with the new resource requirement from the projects on daily basis. So you have some monitoring. So you can have tools and you can see that any requirement pop up day-to-day basis. You should not wait it that it may happen, or it should be a proactive sort of nurturing you have to do. Nurturing you have to do that things will be available well in advance. So you are expected to react to them quickly. So as demand is there, you should be able to fit that demand, right? Team leaders cannot report on the availability of their team. The project manager never know if the team leaders and project manager, there should be very good coordination. Promises will be kept. Project will higher priority take precedence overnight. So you have to have plan, and you must have promised something that you have to ensure that you are fulfilling. Okay? In terms of money, in terms of manpower, whatever way, or the equipment availability. And you have to prioritize the things. You have to define the precedence of different actions to take care of controlling actions. The following processes are imperative. The status update, team status. See, status updates from team members. So that is why you have to have some sort of arrangement, especially online tools. And many times IT projects are done geographically distributed team. So we have to harness their updates so that you can control them properly. You have to monitor them. You should have a dashboard through which you can always see the things, how it is moving. Team status, you have to call maybe online meetings periodically, get their updates, any issues, escalate the matters which are beyond your control and get it resolved timely. That is very, very important. Resource coordination between the project manager and team leaders on bi-weekly basis, at least bi-weekly. Okay, that may be the frequency. It depends on the type of project or complexity of the project, and the, what is the stage of the project. All these things will determine what is the frequency of your coordination, meetings or monitoring with the team leaders and as a manager. Now, what are the prerequisites for strategic resource planning for project management? First prerequisite, realistic result, is calculating with actual availability. So you should be very much sure about each resource, their sourcing and their availability, with the good amount of excess estimation or tolerance in terms of time for operation, public holidays. Suppose time is the consideration, then you have to take into account public holidays, vacation time, training requirements, all those aspects you have to consider when you make a time as a resource to control or plan. Second prerequisite concerns the portfolio planning. The capacity requirement for running the new project must be complete. So capacity planning in terms of equipments, in terms of manpower, each stage you have to ensure what is the productivity rate, productivity in terms of capacity, manoeuvres. So all this we have to do a prerequisite calculation in the stage of planning. The third prerequisite is consultation of capacity requirement at the level of skill or team needed. So manpower is the most critical part, especially in an IT project, because projects are driven by people here, and that is why the skill set to develop a project, to test the project, is very, very critical. So we have to have prerequisite of consolidation of capacity requirement and the people availability. So that is very, very crucial. When planning the portfolio, approving the capacity for project with the top priority has to be taken precedence. So this is very, very priority wise, very, very crucial, especially in IT, planning portfolio and they are approving the capacity for projects. So capacity bottlenecks. So there are, you know, even when you draw a network diagram, action 1, action 2, action 3, tasks, we can say task 1, task 2, task 3, and their sequences. And we know task B cannot be done unless task A is completed. So that way you have to first work out priorities, sequence, and the bottlenecks. Mainly resource bottlenecks you have to remove so that the things will move smoothly. With the throughput, the required throughput of the project, they have to prioritize the resources such that your bottlenecks will be taken care of. So you have to add somewhere the additional capacities wherever the bottlenecks are there and make it smooth, right? In dynamic environment, there will not be one of processes. The following situation will occur time and again. Resources are insufficient, needs to be redistributed. So dynamic environments has a different demands of different resources at very fast changing concerns. So in that case, the reallocating the resources sufficiently and make the things happen smoothly by redistributing the existing resources in terms of manpower, in terms of equipment, is a skill. And the experience we have to gain or learn to handle that is a real challenge. Resource labeling and scheduling. Resource labeling is defined by the guide to the project management book, which we have studied in chapter number 3, TMO book. Okay, Project Management Institute has come out with this book, Knowledge Body, we can say, with start and finish dates are adjusted based on the resource constraint. So you should identify the all constraint when you are planning it, even scheduling it. The project scheduling, we have to take the resource constraint. So balance the demand for resource with the availability of supply. So labeling and scheduling is critical for managing the resources. What is labeling? That involves resolving the overallocation or scheduling conflicts to ensure project can be completed within available resources. So resources in terms of material, in terms of machinery, tools, time and manpower. You have to level them to the extent so that it should take care of scheduling, especially scheduling conflicts or bottlenecks. So sometimes you have to over-allocate or like a buffer excess so that even in terms of some sort of constraints, it will take care of it. So that is what labeling we can say. So that's it. So resource planning is basically very, very important to ensure your project runs smoothly. And it is a day-to-day business for the project manager, either in terms of monitoring or in terms of controlling, so that your project success is entirely dependent on resource management. Thank you very much.